Good afternoon. High pressure, which has been dominating our weather picture over the last couple of days, continues to hang on, even as it slides off the eastern seaboard from New England. A return southerly flow around the backside of the high pressure center will allow temperatures to reach up into the lower 80s on a developing southerly breeze. At the same time, a disturbance working its way through the Great Lakes is already spreading some high cloudiness our way. Clouds will tend to increase and thicken throughout the day, although it will stay dry through the afternoon and evening hours. Overnight tonight, as that disturbance draws closer, we'll run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and overall it will become more muggy with temperatures holding in the 60s.
This will set us up for a more summer-like weekend. With a mix of hazy sun and clouds, we'll have higher humidity on Saturday, and we run the risk at a couple of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. Even hotter on Sunday, I think we will be between disturbances, so mainly dry with hazy sun and high humidity. An isolated storm is still possible in all that heat, but highs will be the big story right around 90 degrees. Another disturbance will pivot through the region on Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, keeping temperatures back into the lower to mid-80s for highs before we dry it out on Tuesday with a fair amount of sunshine and highs staying in the mid-80s. Right now, it looks like it'll stay summer-like through the middle of next week with a mix of sun and clouds both Wednesday and Thursday, just an isolated storm possible, and highs back into the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across northern and central Illinois and adjacent northeast Missouri and northwest Indiana. In the vicinity of a warm front, eastward-moving semi-discrete supercells capable of a tornado or two and severe hail will remain possible immediately ahead of a broader upscale growing complex of thunderstorms. These storm mergers will lead to more of a wind damage risk through the afternoon and into the evening. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in effect for portions of the southeast and Mississippi Valley and have expanded back to the north again into the Missouri Valley, where the heat index will be between 105 and 110 degrees. And flood watches are out for the desert southwest. Increasing moisture will result in numerous showers and thunderstorms into the weekend. Stronger thunderstorms will produce very heavy rainfall in a short period of time, leading to the potential for flash flooding. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83, the average low, 62, the record high, 99, set in 1900, and the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds during the day today with highs near 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to some clouds later today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and some thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today and highs in the lower 80s. mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with increased humidity, a chance of showers and afternoon thunderstorms in the mid-80s, hazy, hot, and humid Sunday, an isolated thunderstorm possible near 90, a better chance at more showers and storms Monday, back into the lower to mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds mid-80s on Tuesday, an outside chance of a thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise plenty of sun for both Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.